Welcome to Create the Movement podcast. Create the Movement is an online marketing team focused on collaborating with law firms and businesses nationwide. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement.
Welcome back to Create the Movement podcast. This is your host, Brad Post, and I'm excited today to be talking to a friend of mine, John Grogan. John, how are you doing today?
Good, man. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Well, we're, I think you and I got connected about, it's probably a little bit over a year ago. I was really fascinated by you, kind of how you got started in the business. It's John Grogan Studio. That's John, J-O-N, Grogan.co. Right, John? And yeah, if you could just kind of share your story, how you got your business started. What are some of the things you're working on? I just want to hear your story, first of all. Let's go there.
Yeah, definitely. So I grew up kind of always being fascinated with really the technical side of most, just whether it was music or technology, like the real kind of the back end side, if that makes sense, the real technical stuff. And so I grew up with, I always had this computer that I learned to code on. It had like a 1 gig hard drive and it was just like an old HP, but that's, kind of what I used to start learning coding at a young age and just was really fascinated with the idea that you could literally make almost anything happen that you wanted to happen, whether it was a website or a piece of software. So I throughout middle school, high school, really spent a lot of time learning coding languages, but was not real good with the testing side of what classes provide you. The whole educational framework was not very healthy for me. So I actually did not do super well in those classes and had teachers like, man, I just don't think you're called to web design. So it's super funny because now I feel like most of my days are spent looking and working on those types of things. But I got to college, and I think that's really where a lot of things transformed for me. I went into school to get a theology degree, actually, and in the process just ran into a bunch of guys that were really good in Photoshop, Illustrator, and web development. And there was just something about the creative side of things that really fascinated me. It wasn't just the idea that, like, you could use those tools to accomplish a goal or to make something that looked good, but really make something that was unique to you and kind of carried traits of your personality. Those kind of things really fascinated me. I, at that point, just found, like, I'm pretty sure it was like an illegal copy of Photoshop. Okay. And I went on and, you know, started using that, learning that. And pretty quickly started taking design clients. My first client was a website for a music-based nonprofit up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, called El Sistema. And
this was when you were in college, John?
Yeah, so I was still like a freshman, sophomore at that point. And that was just kind of, you know, that was like the natural inclination I had. I can't really say that I got that from anyone or that I even thought, like, sweet, I'm going to start a business. But just the natural next step, I think, was to say, like, okay, I've got these tools and I'm pretty sure that I can help somebody make something that they currently have look better. So that actually was my first kind of, I guess, a full service project where I did some branding for them, some collateral pieces. I helped them develop a website, which looking back on, I think it's so funny because you grow so much over the years. But yeah, I ended up spending the rest of my time in college. I finished out with a theology degree, after all. But by the time I had graduated, I had basically built up this strong list of, you know, 30 to 40 freelance clients, and was just, you know, really fascinated at the idea that you could really easily turn that list of freelance clients into, you know, something that feels a bit more like an agency, but still has the remote feeling, like the online operations feeling of a freelancer. Right. So you get the quality you're looking for, but it still has this feeling of like, it's just something new, like a fully online digital agency. It's a very new concept to a lot of people. And so, yeah, when I graduated, that's what I did. I incorporated, moved from being a sole proprietor, freelancer, to starting to hire out subcontracted, whether it was teams or individuals that were really talented in what they do, and started operating more as a creative director. And I actually spent 3.5 years while I was building this business working at a nonprofit in Tulsa, where I was the design and creative director for that time. There was like a small time where there was somebody else in there, but I actually think those years while I was like kind of, it's kind of unhealthy. I would never recommend anybody work a full-time job and be working as many hours as I was on the side. My schedule usually looked like waking up at like about 5, working until 8 on my business, working from 8 to 5 with any lunch meetings being focused on my business. And then after work, I would take a quick break for dinner and then go to a coffee shop for the rest of the evening to work until about 10 p.m. Wow. So I did that for about 4 years.
Right.
Would not recommend that. but yeah, coming out of that 4-year season, I've been doing this now full time for over a year. I actually really appreciate that because I think a lot of people have kind of startup troubles where they get really I mean, there's just not a lot of cash flow initially for a lot of people, even moving from freelance to, you know, business focus where you've got a team and you're bringing up, you know, more value to the client.
Right.
But, you know, we didn't really have that quite as much just because through the 4 years of building this, we spent a lot of time building up reserves. We spent up time in the developing processes and sales funnels to make sure that, you know, once we hit the ground full time, that it would be sturdy enough to stand on.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, can you share a little bit, John, about kind of, you don't have to pick on a specific project, but what type of projects really move you? Like you really get excited about working on?
Yeah. Yeah. I think the things that most fascinate me are kind of some of the stuff that we work on, I mean, as our main goal, which is the full service, kind of the full scale, if you will, branding, where we're bringing a company in, taking an existing or a new idea, whether that's a company or a product or whatever that is, and kind of pulling out of the client the things that they don't know that they know, pulling out the things that they're, you know, that even in some ways, the things they don't know they need. And helping them communicate something that they're obviously so passionate about. Otherwise, why would you be spending time and money on it, you know?
Right.
And so I think really the helping people aspect of that, where I'm in a way getting the opportunity, the honor of helping somebody else achieve their dream, is probably one of the most fulfilling and fascinating parts of what I get to do.
That's exciting. well, just to kind of throw this in there, this is probably goes to a little bit about that last question, but what really inspires you, John, kind of in your work, when you're kind of getting into specific projects, where do you look for inspiration?
Yeah, that's great. I'd say there's a couple different avenues that I really look for. I spent a lot of time learning this about myself because I don't feel like this is quite, it wasn't obvious to me for a really long time. But music, in a lot of ways, I have to stay deeply involved in writing and listening to music.
Okay.
To be inspired for what I do visually, which sounds counterintuitive, but I think having like a side art project, I always joke with some of my friends and even acquaintances that are here in business, where I office at this, the co-working office in downtown Tulsa, just my like side hustle, my side art projects, you know, those types of things that used to be kind of like a stress reliever for me are now my main hustle.
Okay.
And so I didn't have anything to like really recharge with. But music in a lot of ways is that for me. I think the other side of it for me is, as far as making sure I understand the question, just what inspires me to keep going.
Yes.
Yeah. I think another big thing for me is just seeing the, it's very hard for me to get in a room with somebody that is so passionate about their business, that they're fighting for it. They're trying to get good prices. They're trying to get this dream that they have, out to the public and to convince the public that there is value in it, so much so that they would even spend money or donate to what this person believes in, or what this company believes in. And that really inspires me. So, you know, for me, I like to stay inspired in a way by connecting with the client deeper than just like a transaction and making sure that I stay with this personal type of connection. Because what that does is it allows me to pick up on their passion about what they do and helps me to produce something. Because it's almost like in a way you take ownership of it more than they do in some places, because you're able to really pick up on how important it is for this client that this works out well. Because whether it's a need or a desire to just see it grow, not everybody is fully, not everybody picks up on that stuff. And then I'd say the last thing, which this is kind of a lot different than my other two inspirations, is I had grown just through the process of learning about agencies, really studying that while I was a freelancer, trying to make next steps in life. I'm really frustrated with the whole idea of, you know, how much margin and how much wasted overhead really goes into what agencies do. And so it makes sense that you're paying $50,000 to $100,000 for a website when, you know, there's like $45,000 of overhead for an agency every month, right? You know?
Right.
And so I think that one of the big sources of inspiration for me is that, you know, we can do a better job of that. And I think a lot of companies are starting to do that. But just that, you know, we can make a quality product at a reasonable rate, especially with how much, you know, margin is currently being charged on some of these projects, and offering the client something that will get them results and still be within their grasp rather than making it just absolutely unattainable.
Right. That's good. Well, so a little bit over, you know, a year into this, right? Going from freelance to full time. Would you do anything differently if you knew where you'd be a year ago today? Would you have done anything differently?
That's a good question. I think, honestly,
and the answer could be no, John. You may say no. This is perfect, man. I'm loving.
Well, no, there's always right. There's always a lot of things that we can do differently. But I just think I would have trusted the process a bit more. Because I think it's really easy with people that are wanting to start businesses to get really anxious about all the things that maybe they don't understand or the things that they're learning. Because as a, you know, a business owner, you really have to take on the weight of everybody to make things happen. And just trusting that, you know, like the process of starting a business in some ways, if you're consistent to do the right thing and provide people with quality and, you know, you pay attention to all the important things, the facets of your business, that stuff in a lot of ways kind of, you will figure it out and there's no rush in a way. You're just having to stay consistent. So that's probably the big thing I would have changed is, you know, just to stay focused on knowing that it is a process and that you're not speeding it up by being anxious about it.
Right. That's good. What, just kind of another question. You know, a lot of our audience is small business owners, but there may be some people that are listening that, you know, are doing freelance work and working, you know, a full-time job or going to school full-time or whatnot, and wanting to make that transition like you did. What kind of advice would you give to them making that step into, you know, quitting a job, going from freelance to, you know, full-time, this is your business, or getting ready to graduate school and go, well, do I need to find a job or do I need to, you know, can I start my own business and do this?
Sure. Yeah. I think the first thing, and so one of my favorite parts of what I get to do is helping people that are starting their businesses. This is kind of like almost in some way, it's a side hustle for me, but it's coaching, kind of life coaching or coaching these young guys and girls that are trying to start something. They're just really passionate about something that's really caught their attention. And I think the big thing is to realize that you really do have a lot more time, even with a full-time job, than you give yourself credit for. And you really do have a lot more capacity in your brain, in your abilities, than you give yourself credit for. I'm all for making honest assessments of, you know, like maybe you're not the best fit for, you know, something, and that kind of stuff you find out over time. But just realizing that you can put in the work right now, that there's nothing stopping you, that even cutting out some of those things that maybe are not necessary in your life, I don't really watch TV anymore.
Okay.
I'll go to movies every once in a while, but that was like one of those little things that was so silly. It sounds so simple, but I was cutting out an extra 3 hours of my day. And during that, you know, that the really foundational time where I was building a business, building up cash flow, building up, you know, reserves, those types of things, and really structuring a business, having an extra 3 to 4 hours a day was, you know, over a year. That's crazy. And so that's a big thing, is just being willing to kind of, you know, realize that you have the time and cut the things that are taking away that time. And then realizing that there's really nothing special, I think, about business owners, as silly as that sounds. They just are typically the people that have been willing to take a step forward and say, I think I can do this. You know, like, I think I can put enough work to make this happen.
Right. That's good. That's good stuff. Well, so, tell us a little bit about John Grogan services, like your what type of stuff you do. I know web design is a big component of what you do. What are a few other things that you do?
Yeah, so when I started doing this, I as a freelancer, I spent a lot of my time in web design. That was just something I was really passionate about. I've been a front end developer since I kind of got started. That's just the nature of what I've worked on.
Okay.
But transitioning to more of a full company focus, where we're trying to provide, you know, a company, like, almost in some ways, as far as the visual aspect, a one-stop shop. So everything from branding and down to videos and graphics and those types of things. Our services look like bringing a client in, helping them understand the things that they need to have a healthy represented brand online.
Okay.
And then providing them with guidance along, you know, and the services along that kind of go along with that, as far as how to accomplish and get to a better place. A good example, some of the things that we specifically address are, you know, corporate identity, collateral, even going down to the nuances of getting testimonials and reviews for your company, SEO, those types of things. So really the goal is to kind of address a company's need as far as a digital studio. That's what our goal is to be for them. But we do spend a lot of time on branding and on websites.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. I feel like a lot of companies nowadays, and I think you nailed it, was they're just, which surprising is some companies have been there out there for a while and they're like, I guess I need to kind of get on this online thing. I guess I need to build a website or have a website built. And then there's the startup companies that are like, I know we need to be online. But just kind of being able to coach them a little bit, right? And go, you know, do they need a, you know, a company LinkedIn account or Instagram or, you know, or do you have a logo yet? Even asking that question, you know, what's your logo, your brand?
Yeah. And I think the biggest thing that a lot of those companies miss is just the strategy portion. I mean, it's just so hectic as a business owner. You're trying to keep up with a million different things. You need a logo. In some places, like you said, they know they need certain things, but there's just no like structure to it because you're running around all the time with like your hair on fire, trying to figure out what's next. And so in a lot of ways, we just try to be that creative team that they can rely on, even though they can't afford a full-time staff, if that makes sense. Where we're providing the strategy, we're providing all of those things to make sure they understand the big perspective and then don't have to worry about the details.
Right. Right. That's good stuff. Well, John, is there anything else you want to add to the podcast?
No, I don't think so. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, I would definitely encourage you to go to a site, johngrogan.co. That's johngrogan.co. It looks like you've been posting some pretty great blogs lately too. I want to encourage you on that, John. So keep up the writing,
man.
I'm loving it. Yeah. Definitely thanks for being on, John, and we will I'm sure we'll connect again real soon.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Create the Movement podcast. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement.